Appendix B. Sources of evidence considered by the committee. A. The assessment report for this appraisal was prepared by Southampton Health Technology Assessment Centre at the University of Southampton. Colquitt, J.L. et al., ranibizumab, and pegaptinib, for the treatment of age-related macular degeneration, a systematic review and economic evaluation, November 2006. B. The following organisations accepted the invitation to participate in this appraisal. They were invited to make submissions and comment on the draft scope and assessment report. They're also invited to comment on the appraisal consultation document, the ACD. Consultee organisations have an opportunity to appeal the final appraisal determination. Manufacturer's sponsors were Novartis Pharmaceuticals for ranibizumab and for pegaptinib, Pfizer. 2. Professional specialists and patient carer groups. The following groups were involved: Age Concern England, College of Optometrists, Council and Care for the Elderly, Department of Health, Macular Disease Society, Royal College of Nursing, Royal College of Ophthalmologists, Royal National Institute of the Blind, Welsh Assembly Government. 3. Commentator organisations, without the right of appeal, were Medicines and Healthcare Product Regulatory Agency, the MHRA, the NHS Quality Improvement Scotland, Novartis, Institute of Ophthalmology, University College London, the NCCHTA, Southampton Health Technology Assessment Centre, the SHTAC, and the National Collaborating Centre for Acute Care. C. The following individuals were selected from clinical specialists and patient advocate nominations from the professional specialists and patient carer groups. They participated in the appraisal committee discussions and provided evidence to inform the appraisal committee's deliberations. They gave their expert personal view on ranibizumab and pegaptinib by attending the initial committee discussions and or providing written evidence to the committee. They're invited to comment on the ACD. Professor Simon Harding, consultant ophthalmologist, nominated by the Royal College of Ophthalmologists, clinical specialists. Other participants were Professor Andrew Lottery, professor of ophthalmology, nominated by the Royal National Institute for the Blind as a clinical specialist. Barbara McCoughlin, Eye Health Campaigns Manager, nominated by Royal Institute for the Blind as a patient expert. Mrs. Lydia Willey, nominated by the Royal Institute for the Blind, a patient expert.